Is that seconded? Councillor Naismith, thank you. Did you wish to add anything?
Just that the possible existing use is just for parking off the road on a curb, which isn't correct anyway. So I think it'd be better used, as Councillor Mates has said.
Thank you. Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. And that is carried unanimously. Thank you. So we move on. On page 60, you'll see a call for nominations to the Premier's Climate Change Council. Councillor Luscombe has indicated she might be interested. Any other hands going up for that? If not, there might be a motion to nominate Councillor Luscombe. Would someone like to? Councillor Crossland, thank you. Moving that way. Anything to add?
No, thank you. Just to say that Councillor Luscombe would be a great candidate, and I know she's very passionate about these topics.
Thank you. Seconded, Councillor Taylor. Thank you. Anything to add?
Care within, Councillor Crossland.
Thank you for your succinct commentary. Anyone speaking against? If not, then I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hands. It's carried unanimously again. So now the neighbourhood centres extended hours, page 69. You can see from the report that we've tried to offer things after hours, getting pretty low numbers for a lot of those activities, regrettably. So administration is suggesting a different tack of just moving it to maybe one special event per month where they have had some success with pizza parties, etc., and no increase in staffing required as a result. Councillor Telfer?
I'll so move as per the recommendation.
Very good. Did you wish to add anything?
No. There is a variety of offerings, and that variety helps our community to be involved.
No, just to comment that Merrin spoke to a number of us about this, and I think we all agreed that same amount of resources for better output is excellent.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I just had a question in relation to the previous item 12.3. I think there was an item in relation to Dr. Stefan Caddy-Ritalik that we may need to cover relating to the previous item around the Climate Change Council.
I beg your pardon. I'll just check with one of our managers about that. Can I please just clarify, from my understanding, I mentioned Councillor Luscombe's name because there was a blank space in the recommendation drafted by staff, but I assumed that the rest of the wording was satisfactory to councillors when we dealt with it, including nominating our staff member or shared staff member, Dr. Caddy-Ritalik, to the council as well. So unless there's anyone who has a different interpretation, we probably don't need to go back to it. But I accept it's a fair question. Thank you. So meanwhile, we're dealing with the neighbourhood centres. We've had a mover and seconder. Councillor Hoffman?
I'd just like to support Councillor Naismith in, we had a lot of discussion around this particular point, and supporting the neighbourhood centres, and in particular for me it was Glandor, and I support this motion.
Thank you. Now, it's great that some of the recently elected councillors are contributing. I'll just gently remind everyone that our standing orders provide for mover, seconder, then anyone who's speaking against, and then after that, anyone in favour, and so forth, back and forth, until the conclusion of the debate. But anyway, we'll carry on for now. I think there being no opposition, I can just put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried unanimously. Thank you. So now with the LGA general meeting coming up, we have actually an item of business arising from that earlier discussion about election signs. So do I have, can we put the recommendation up on the screen. So we're actually suggesting the LGA to undertake a sector-wide review in relation to science, et cetera, and including the suggestion put forward by Councillor Telfer earlier. So someone want to move accordingly, Councillor Telfer?
I'll move that the mayor is the representative and the proxy is the deputy mayor. And also the other motions that are there on the board that we've dealt with earlier this evening.
Thank you, Councillor Telfer, and thank you for filling in the blank spaces with those customary attendees of these general meetings. Did you want to add anything further, Councillor Telfer? You've covered it. Is that seconded? Any other councillor, Councillor Mates, do you want to add anything?
Just that I second the motion based on my own experience. There was certainly a little bit of confusion during the election time, so I think a consistent approach would be appropriate.
Good. Anyone speaking against a question? Councillor Blesky?
Just in regards to that, we are talking about a specified number of election signs on the public land, Stobie poles and places like that, as opposed to total within the ward.
Just ask Ms. McKenzie to answer that.
Through the chair, we're just putting it in there as an option for consideration. So what was suggested, some of the ideas that came through is that candidates may be allowed to have, say, 20 signs that are displayed in the public realm. What they put on private property is a matter between the candidate and the owner of the property.
So if there are no other questions, I can put that motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. It's carried in, all those against, that's carried by majority. Thank you. So now we go to page 85. Now, a very large item dealing with the huge number of delegations provided by the elected council to administration. And the purpose of these is so that we elected members don't have to sit here virtually 300 nights a year deciding all sorts of things that are normally done every day by staff. But because there's a lot in there, I'll just ask if there are any questions from councillors about any aspect. Well, I would ask management, are there any significant changes from last year or previous years?
There's no significant changes. The main thing that's been incorporated into the document is that the legislative changes that have come through, particularly within the Local Government Act that came through as part of the reforms and were enacted in 2022 after the elections, and they've all been picked up.
Some seem to be about traffic management, would that be right?
Yes, there's quite a bit about traffic.
Okay. Well, over to you, councillors, if somebody would like to move accordingly. Councillor Valescu's moving.
Can I move as is?
No further comment there. Do I have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Naismith. Any comment? No? Then if there's no opposition, I'll put it to vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Yes, carried unanimously. Thank you. So now we have three items which might be taken on block. The questions taken on notice register, the environment protection noise policy, and the work health and safety report, noting that the policy, is it fair to say, doesn't have any immediate effect. So somebody may wish to move those three together, Councillor Crossland, with any questions, of course.
Happy to move on block. One question I do have, or one comment. The question on notice, the way it's been worded to the reader that doesn't know the connection to what it's about, it's very confusing. I would have preferred it to have been made a bit easier to understand what that question was referring to.
Very well. In the questions on notice register,
it doesn't say in regards to trees being removed in Mitchell Street. It just says regarding the trees, is it 5 or 7? And it doesn't really help.
Yep, we can take that feedback on board.
Can that be included? A clarification included in the minutes of this meeting? I mean, for what it's worth. just in case anybody is reading and cross-referencing. So thanks for that pick-up, Councillor Crossland. So you're moving those three items. Seconded Councillor Telfer.
Yes, and in doing that, I just note how complex and important the Environment Protection and Noise Acts are to residents.
Thank you. Anyone against or other questions? No, then I'll put those three items to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Yes, that's carried unanimously. Thank you. And now there is one more matter, which is a motion without notice, because we've only just received notice from the relevant LGA body, the Local Government Association body, about a vacancy on what is commonly called the GAROC. So what happens is that there is a suburban, all of the suburban councils and all of the country councils form two different boards. So the GAROC is the one that looks after metropolitan councils, 19 of them, and the SAROC, I think it is the one that looks after all regional councils. And then they together form basically an electoral body for the LGA board, under certain constraints, but that's essentially how it works. So there is a ward structure for voting. So Marion is matched with Onkaparinga and Mitcham in terms of providing two delegates to GAROC. Councillor Holmes-Ross of Mitcham already being on GAROC, there's another spot. So I've expressed interest. I had sort of been strongly deterred from getting involved at that level with the Local Government Association, but things seem to be a bit positive there at the moment. So I may be able to make a useful contribution. That's all I want to say about it. Are there any other people interested in nominating? Well, at this stage, if there's only one, then it would be a matter for a councillor. I'll just seek management advice on whether I should be leaving the room at this point.
Through the chair, there's no pecuniary benefit for being as part of the GAROC.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that. So there may nonetheless be a perceived conflict of interest, so I'd like to declare that. And it is up to you, councillors, if anyone would wish to move accordingly. And they've got some wording on the screen there for you, if you wish. So Crossland.
Thank you, Mahana. Yes, happy to move as printed on the screen, recommending you to that position.
Very good. Is that seconded? Thanks, Councillor Lama. If there's no further comment, then I'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hands. That's carried unanimously. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the meeting. I want to thank members of the public for their exemplary behaviour, and thank you, councillors, for dispatching the business efficiently. And I close the meeting. Thank you.